again, everyone, and welcome back to the Dog Show Drive with Wayne and Will. I'm Wayne Kavanaugh.
You are, and I'm Will Alexander.
And the world's a better place for it, young William. Today we're going to talk about
respect. I'm Chevy Chase, and you're not.
Exactly. We're talking about respect, weather, and all that means to dog shows, national specialties, how important, and all the details, and critique writing, how to do it, how not to, and what you might think about before you step in that ring. All that and more right here on the Dog Show Drive. Hey there, Will. How you doing, bud? We're on schedule.
Schedule? Awesome. It's all moving.
It's a beautiful world. This is an afternoon after lunch podcast. We've never done that I can remember.
Oh, it's nap time.
It's nap time for both of us. So we're trying to find some energy here. We'll go from the applause in the audience. That'll give us energy.
Exactly.
From the live audience here at the studio. They've done it's a great crowd tonight. So we're in good shape.
Really great to be here. It wasn't easy, landing at the airport. Caravan doesn't land well at the airports these days.
Hey, one of the reasons we're doing this late is because I ran into a storm today, or should I say the storm ran into me, Will. It ran right in.
I saw the photographs.
I was wet. It's raining outside. Don't step in a poodle. Raining cats and dogs, all that. I was raining all that on me. I got soaked, completely soaked, running in to get something for my brother, came back out drenched. So I had to come home and take a hot shower. It's freezing too.
I said photograph. Are they still called photographs?
I do, because I'm old. Photographs.
Yeah. Pictures, photographs, pics. I don't know.
Yeah, I had to send Will a pic photograph of me soaking wet to plead my case for another half hour, which worked because he hadn't taken a shower either. So now we both smell great.
Now we're both.
We smell great. Old Spice.
Aqua Velva, man.
Anyway, talking about weather, it's going to be 112 degrees tomorrow in Phoenix.
That's
seeing these way plus 100 degrees all over the country. I don't want to get into who or why or what you believe in, but when it's that hot, man, we got to watch out for each other and each other's dogs. That's serious stuff.
Yeah, I just checked ours up here, and it's going to be 23.
That's different, though. Well, right?
23. It's sort of like double it and add 30 kind of works out. So you got 46 plus, so 17, almost 80 degrees.
Yeah, it's easy. That's okay. It's still hot for the dogs, though.
Yeah, it is still hot. I'm pretty sure that's how Doug used to add up his points when he was out west. Because I'd call him and say, "How many points you get for that best in show?" And he'd tell me, and I'd look at him like, "Oh, double it and add 30." Sorry, Duke.
beautiful. But we do have to watch out for that stuff. And I know we keep saying we know, and you don't need to say that in the sport because we're the ones that know. Mm-mm. We see it every dog show, someone not giving water to their dogs. A friend of mine from Florida was telling me they just had a situation where this professional handler wasn't giving water or shade to their dog all day. Well, do something about that.
Get
the field rep involved and do something.
I was driving down through Milton the other day, and there was this couple walking their dog. It was a young couple, and they had a big black. It was a mixed dog, but it looked boxerish, but it was black, and its tongue was dragging on the pavement as they're just walking along, and you could see the dog was trying to pull them into the shade as they were walking. And
just oblivious.
Maybe I should have pulled over and said something, but then who knows what happened to me. But
it's true. These days you don't know. But it is a dog's coat color is a giant impact. My little Baxter's black and tan, and you can just touch his coat when you're walking him, even if it's 78, and you feel it.
Certain breeds are so more susceptible. I remember showing Airedale dogs in the summer. If they got the least bit overheated, you weren't getting them back. You had to get them away. That was it.
Gosh, they are now. I've got this amazing cooling jacket that Brody knows all the gear, first hockey gear and now dog gear. And I think it's called terrapin something, but it looks like just a regular piece of cloth with, unfortunately, some shiny stuff on the outside to make it look stupid. But I don't know how they do it, but you just put it in water, and it turns cold. No refrigeration, no freezer, no anything. So I used it yesterday afternoon on Clifford Baxter, and just to see if he'd like it. It was kind of funny walking him around with it. And I just took it out an hour ago to move it into my tack, and it's still cold. No refrigeration. So there's things available that will help you to show like that without. And what do we do without Ryobi fans?
Oh, I know. I can't imagine. I often think about back when I worked for handlers, and we didn't have Ryobi fans. We didn't have air conditioned trucks. We didn't. But it wasn't as hot back then, I don't think.
No, it wasn't. Believe it or not, it was not. But yeah, just keep an eye on your friends and your people too.
Yeah.
You know, you better hydrate. You're going to be passing out in the ring. Now, I have to say, Will, with this little toy breed I have now, we're new to the toy world. Indoors mostly, Will.
Most of the time.
Yeah.
And you'll be one of those ones that's going to complain, I can't walk through this forest. Are you kidding me? This is unfair to my dog. You'll start bringing your own lawnmower and cutting the English toy spaniel ring. There's look at Kavanaugh out there cutting the English toy spaniel ring with a push lawnmower.
I can't walk through this forest. Beautiful. Yeah, it's true. I'm mentored this weekend. And Swanny. Well, we have a lot of towns here starting with an M, Will. There's a Medford, a Midland, a Monroe, and I get them confused. I'm entering at one of them.
Okay.
But it's just too darn hot. And what did I even enter him for? He's like 5 days old. You know, he's got to grow up a little bit.
As we like to go. I know,
we do. But Brody's moving this weekend, so I have to stay home and help. And Marilyn O'Neill's friend, Ellen Versteeg, is having a birthday, 75th birthday. So I have to go. I have to tell you the truth, though.
Well, is her son going to be there?
I don't know. Maybe. Yeah. I don't do well with birthday parties, Will.
Yeah.
I don't understand them. I don't understand the whole thing. But it's a big one. They rented a place and people are coming from Canada and here in America. They're all going to
America.
America. So we got all that.
What's that all about?
I don't really go. But I saw Marilyn O'Neill, one of my favorite people, Canadian judge. By the way, if you're going to hire Canadian judges, there's a good one. Right?
That's wonderful. I love Marilyn. Known her my whole life.
Absolutely. She's terrific. Great breeder, too. Anyway, I saw her at the garden and she said, hey, if you're going to the birthday party, I'll go. But if you don't go, I won't go. And they'll get mad at both of us. But if we both go, we can talk about dogs over in the corner and they can do the hats and the cake. Well, that's the plan.
What if Chris Versteeg's there, though? You can talk about hockey with Chris Versteeg.
Talk about hockey. We can go there. Yeah, we can go there. It's all good.
Now, is that Chris Versteeg's mother?
No, it's Mark Versteeg Litwin's mother. He was one of the earliest. He played for played for everybody up there in the O, and then he was the youngest player to play in the E. But when he was there, Chris and his brother would come to the games and stuff. So somehow,
I thought Chris was from around you though. He wasn't.
Well, he used to just hang out here. He and his brother used to hang out here because we had one of the brothers play for the K-Wings. So the whole family. His father was so nice. The whole family would come out. And I had his jersey from the minors, and I went to a game, it might have been St. Louis, I think it was, and I wore his jersey, and he scored the game winner. And I acted like an idiot with the jersey, spun around, pointed to it, all the things that you don't want to do if you're an adult, but it happened.
We can't help ourselves. Yeah. I watched that game that when the Oilers advanced to the Stanley Cup Finals, and Zach got a goal that night. And Zach, because I used to show Zach's dad's dogs, I messaged him. I'm so happy for you. 1:45 in the morning, he messaged me back.
Are you kidding me?
Yes.
Man.
Like, he's just, and it's just incredible. And then we had our Memorial Cup up here, and the Saginaw team won. Saginaw. Yeah. Because that's the only American team in the Ontario Hockey League.
Yeah, yeah. Saginaw Spirit? Is it Spirit?
And Owen Beck, who is my friend's stepson, he was MVP of the tournament. He's owned by the Montreal Canadiens. Well, not owned by. He was chosen by the Montreal Canadiens. He plays for the Montreal Canadiens when he gets called up. So
we do say he's owned by, but it's the contract that's owned, and that's just an expression. Don't think this is a network, right? We're not doing the network. but we do want you to know this is specifically dog related, because Zach's dad was very involved in one of Will's clients, and he had a great. He's the reason that I was pulled it off. He really was the backbone.
He was my favorite player, Zach. Then he got on the news and they said, are you excited that the Oilers are now Canada's team? And Zach said, well, I don't think Toronto is cheering for us. But we're all cheering for Zach. So that's different.
Well, you know, this is going to be an interesting series because I don't hate either team. Well, I'm a big Panthers fan. We all know that. But I'm also, I like the Oilers too. I like it better when they're playing someone I hate. Because then there's venom.
More fun then.
You got the venom, yeah.
Imagine if you're a Calgary Flames fan watching this finals? Because first of all, you hate Edmonton because you have to. That's your provincial rival. And now you hate Florida because they have Matthew Tkachuk. Yeah. It's just going to be 2 weeks of sheer hell for those people. Were we talking about something else?
What's your guess, Will? What's your guess? What's your prognostication?
I think from day one the playoffs started, I called the Oilers.
Oilers in what?
In what? Do I have to choose
what from the games? Oilers in six, Oilers in five. You got it.
I'll go seven.
Seven.
Ooh. Yeah.
Wow. That would be a dandy, huh?
I have enough game breakers. As long as goaltending holds up, I say Oilers in seven. It's a tall task going against Bobrovsky, but
well, that's the thing. And Florida beat some really good goaltenders to get there.
Oh, they did, yeah. And Florida's a hell of a team. And then Paul Maurice is a hell of a coach.
There is. You wouldn't want to go to game seven with DeBoer. But the overtime, it would be if they go to game seven with an overtime, that's never happened in the Stanley Cup. Whitney just said that. So I believe it. But it's never happened that it's gone game seven and overtime. No, I didn't.
I don't know. That seems odd.
Yeah, you would think it would have happened. Yeah,
I'm trying to think back in the glory days when Maple Leafs used to win the cup back in the early 1900s. But we had a couple game seven, and I thought Bill Barilko scored in overtime. Maybe that was game six. I don't know. Wasn't born yet, so I don't know.
Was that indoor hockey still, Will, or is that outdoor?
Indoor hockey, but you know, it was that they had during the day because we had no electrical for the lights and stuff. So
I'm sure you're all fascinated by this, but I can also say that Deb Gibbs, one of the coolest people in the sport, breeds great tollers, and I think is the president of that club, and a great educator. She lives in Traverse City, Michigan, but a big hockey fan. And she posted on Facebook the schedule for the final games and the series and said, these are the dates. Don't call me. I'm not available on these 7 days.
And that went through my head. Like, what if the skies open and the Maple Leafs made the finals? I'd be too busy right now to watch every game. Right now with Edmonton, it's because they're later. I get to watch a lot of them. I don't know.
Well, you have to quit. You have to quit your job.
I probably have to. I don't know.
You just have to make believe you got a little
shrug. I feel like I'd be Kramer. I'd be all punchy all the time.
Hey, I watched we haven't even talked about dogs yet. I watched, is Michael Richardson, I think his name is, Kramer?
Yeah.
I watched the interview with him. Very interesting character.
He certainly
is. Contrite about some horrible things he did and on the ways back to fight off those things. And interesting. And he had show dogs too. I just made that up, Will, to try to bring back the conversation.
Yeah, Michael, I'm pretty sure he had a Tibetan mastiffs.
Tibetan dachshunds, I think. Tibetan dachshunds. I have to say, you know, I was very, very upset this weekend. This is Pride Month, and we have a great number of friends in the sport who happen to be in the LGBTQ community. You don't have to like it, but you don't have to get on Facebook and rip these people for having a month or having a minute. I mean, just look the other way if you don't like it. Just take care of yourself. Mind your own damn business. There's people starting up some pretty flaming hot wars over this. And it's just, it's really irritating. And the last one was a pound sign, judge's name, and a horrible curse word.
Hashtag, yeah.
Hashtag. That's how old am I, Will? I call it a pound sign.
Pound sign. Pound sign. Wade Kavanaugh.
Jeez. But anyway, I hope when it comes to that, that the AKC does step in and say, if you said F this judge in a show, you'd be suspended.
Oh, exactly.
If you print it on the internet with some mean, mean words to go around it, you ought to be suspended. I don't care what your politics are. I don't care. I respect your opinion. I don't respect that. I totally respect your stance and opinion. I don't have to agree with it, but well,
exactly.
I respect it.
And so we've been in this sport my whole life, your whole life, and it's just been an open-minded sport my entire life.
Exactly.
I've never even thought anything of it. I've been from kindergarten up. You know, it's just